Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you a registered voter in Oregon?
Yeah, I'm a registered voter. I'm a Republican.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for U.S.
Oh,
President and
absolutely.
Congress? Thank you. And you said you're a registered as a Republican, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not so very strong Republican?
I'm a pretty strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
58.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody in the nation, may I please ask, what race do you identify yourself with?
White.
Thank you. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm kind of neutral right now till after the election.
Okay.
I'm dissatisfied with the way the country's going right now.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Next, moving on. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10. I'm sorry, from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can choose any number in between, and you can also point out that you never heard of that person. First organization would be Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. The next is Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Thank you. Next is Project 2025.
Don't even know what that is.
Okay. Next is Janelle Bynum.
Don't know her. Don't know.
Okay. And next person, Donald Trump.
15.
Okay, next person, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Okay, next person, J.D. Vance.
15.
1-5, correct?
What's that?
That's a 1-5, 15, correct? You said 15 or 50?
No, 15.
Okay, thank you. Next we have MAGA Republicans.
15.
Okay, and Republicans in Congress.
15.
Okay, and the last one on here, Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Oh, yeah, I like her. 15.
Okay. Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican, the Republican, or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for U.S. president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? And then your choices are there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all.
Just a slight chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I think she's doing a pretty good job.
So you would say strongly approve?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each of statement troubles you about supporting Dreamer for Congress. If it's a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So the first statement says, Lori Chavez Dreamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights and not break their promise to Oregon women. Does that statement make you feel a great deal about, I mean, does that change anything or?
Doesn't concern me.
Okay, thank you. What about this one? Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs to women and children struggling in this economy. And she hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
Well, doesn't concern me.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Chavez Dreamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda that Oregon ban Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are acting they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. What do you think about that?
I agree, we do.
Okay, thank you. Next one, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez Dreamer is standing for with Trump, and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses, and instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. She takes the stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Dreamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system.
Disagree.
Okay, thank you. Next one here. Chavez Dreamer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Dreamer is a vote for these dangerous programs.
I don't think it's a dangerous program.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on here, Lori Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions for our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts meant less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism.
I disagree.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Now I'm going to ask
how much more we got. How much more do we have left?
About 3 minutes, sir. About 3 minutes.
10 minutes?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 86%. Okay, so now I want to, I'm going to speed it up. Now I'm going to, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's, you know, opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job. You agree? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay, sir? Thank you for sticking with me. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school, GED.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, widow, separated,
single,
divorced? Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, sir.
I do not.
Okay, thank you. And are you, or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.